Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is your brother Elohim coming to you live out of Philadelphia. Today we are on a very interesting topic. We're talking about politics. Oh boy, let's talk about those politics. And maybe we should talk about the politicians too, huh? Well, let me do an assertion. I walked past the bin and good and I kept my mouth open to read what you show. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of good life, and I will get what I want. Okay. Then we have to ask ourselves, what is politics? Let's just plain old get right down to it. You know, what is politics? Politics, okay, is the art of compromise. I don't care what you're saying. I mean, politics is the art of compromise. And they've set up the political arena so that we don't have to pull out guns and start shooting each other. We can come to the table, sit down, and talk. That's what politics is all about, okay? And politics is brought about through peace. Oh, boy. That's a big word. Throw that word around like we really know what it means, but we don't. Peace is an act of war. It's a declaration of war. It's a war of attrition. So when you're dealing with, when you're in a peaceful situation, okay, that means there's no physical violence. You're not killing each other, if I understand. But if there's any kind of money, growth, whatever that's going on, you best believe that the other side is securing their military might. So that they get to the point that they got so much military might over you, they'll come and take what you got. And if we're not dealing with military might, we're dealing with money. They have enough money over you. Ooh, they'll come and take what you got. I would like to change it to 8 to 9, but everything is set up for 8 to 9, so we're going to keep it at 8 to 9. Kind of rough for me this late at night because of my schedule. I'm up, oh boy, 4 o'clock in the morning. By the time 8 o'clock comes, oh boy, am I dragged. But I'm going to do the best I can to be on the air every day. You know, so it's going to get to the point that I'm not even going to send out texts. On air every day. Those that know I'm here will call in and check out and see what's going on. I'm going to promote the radio show as well, too. So, we do other ways to promote the radio show so people will know that we're on the air every night, okay, and what we're talking about. What we're talking about, we think it's very important. And politics, boy, is politics very important. So we're dealing with politics as an art of compromise. Now remember, if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1 on your dial. Open up the mic and you can make your comment and say whatever you have to say, okay? And we can dialogue. If you disagree, that's fine. You know, we can debate a little bit. The only thing I don't debate is the Bible because most of us look at that book as a religious book. We view it as a code book. And the codes are the codes. You know, there's no debate the codes. There's always the art. And the codes, they last forever. Codes will help you. I don't care what year it is, what time it is. You understand the codes. And that book, it will help you prosper no matter what year it's in or what's going on out there in the community. Okay? Now, for the most part, we've had 4 years of Trump and 1 year, not even 1 year, of Joe Biden. And look at the difference, you know. People are aware of the difference in that, what their job means and how it affects the people that he's ruling over, because that's what he's doing. People he's ruling over, you know. They have guidelines and stuff set up that they're supposed to follow so that the people will be able to follow them. They'll know what they're going on and what they're supposed to be doing. And if they go off script, people are supposed to be right there and let them know, no, this is not right, you know. Let's just go back just a little bit, actually. In this country, there was a civil war, okay? What was the civil war? You know, you have sheep out there, right? And the wolves are fighting. They're not fighting really to help the sheep. They're fighting over the sheep. And that's what was going on during the Civil War. They were fighting over the sheep. And black people were the sheep, like it or not. And so whoever won got control over the sheep. Actually, it wasn't just black folks, because they had all kinds of slavery going on. But they kept us as the lowest man on a totem pole because of the fact that we used to be in rulership. The fact that we used to be in rulership over them, you know? So they don't want to go back under black rule. Now, that's what's going on out there. They don't want to go back under black rule. And I don't blame them, because it seems like when one tribe, you know, black, brown, red, yellow, white, all each tribe have their chance to rule. And when they get there to rule, right, they just go crazy. It's like the two cultures, the dog-eat-dog culture and read-what-you-sow culture. The dog-eat-dog culture is the same as big oak. They'll do whatever they have to get the power. Kill, murder, rob, they don't care. Whatever they have to get the power. That's how the dog is. The dog's hungry, coming at your food. He don't care if it's food it is. He ain't asking who food it is. If it's dead, he can get his mouth around it. He's going to eat it. You know, and that's basically what's going on. This is where we at right now. You know, we have to learn how to participate in politics and monitor the two cultures. The biggest problem is that they're not teaching you what culture is. They're really dumbing you down to the point that you don't really know what's going on out there, you know? You got baseball, football, basketball, hockey. They got so many different sports out there. What are the sports you're doing, you know? The sports have nothing to do with the actual governing of the country. So why are there so much sports and entertainment and all that stuff going on? Because they don't want you to know what they're doing. They want to keep you distracted. And as long as they keep you distracted and you're not paying attention to what these guys are doing, you'd be amazed at what they do, you know? Because once it seems like, well, the good people slowly rise right to the top, but that ain't always so. Like I say, these people do whatever they have to gain power, because power means money. And these guys, they want to live in these big houses with swimming pools and all that, you know, have their children in private schools, best education and all that, you know. This is how the culture, this is how the society is set up, you know. Although it's a mistake being set up this way, because the tree of life is children. And we're supposed to eat out of what the children produce, eat out of what the tree of life produces, and we'll be forever in power on the planet. And that's what's going on. Now, we went back in history just a little bit. They had the Civil War, and, you know, they were fighting over the wolves were fighting over who would eat the sheep, okay? So the North won. The North won the physical battle, okay, because the North was backed by Britain. You know, that's what made the difference. Britain had quite a bit of power, you know? And after they beat George Washington, I must say this, so you can check it out. Or you can just read the Treaty of 1812. After they beat George Washington, talking about Britain took control over the country. But the Queen, that lady is smart. I mean, what can I tell you? She is smart. You know, she on Western Electric. And they manufacture weapons, you know? So she's making weapons right here in the United States. It's kind of interesting. And, you know, you have to be really tied into government for them to allow you to make weapons, you know? So if you read the Treaty of 1812, you'll see that there was no independence won, okay? This is why the Southerners were able to gain so much power, because Britain was in a conquer mood. Britain was in, you got to remember, check this history out. Blacks ruled Britain for almost 800 years. So once they came out of that, they didn't want to go back into that. All right? We're talking about the Moors, you know? And once they turned into Islam, that's a whole nother story. It's a religion thing. It's a whole nother story. But they ruled Britain, Spain, all that for 800 years. It took them that long to get out from under black rule. And the Queen wasn't trying to go back there again. So a lot of the stuff that was going on with the redlining, the districting, the blocking of power for black people so that we couldn't actually gain too much power through real estate and everything else, all this was by design, not just by Britain, but by the white folks that were running the country at the time, you know? Because, you know, at one time in the 1800s, we had more politicians, black politicians in Congress and the Senate than we do now. They passed what was called the Black Coal Law. God, Christopher Pike, I think his name was. I don't think he was a politician. He was one of the heads of the Ku Klux Klan. And they come up with this Black Coal Law and kicked all black folk and women, blacks and women, out of politics. Because somewhere in the Bible, they think that they read that women should be over men. But that's the occult portion of the book, not the code portion of the book, okay? And because, you know, in the 20s, well, the 20s, 30s, somewhere in that area, they had the women, their own wives, had to march to have the right to vote. Their own wives couldn't vote. That's all I'm saying. And they didn't want you to vote because that's where the power is at. The power is in your vote. Why is the power in your vote? Okay, let's talk about that for a couple minutes here. Those of you on the line, okay, now if you have a comment or statement, just press one and let me know if you have something. Now open up your mic and you talk. We don't use your we don't use your name unless you want us to. We use the last four digits of your phone number. Okay. Now, it is I'm supposed to be on the air every day. So from today forward, I'm going to try to make that a reality. I've been hitting and missing because 8 to 9 is a little late for me. Like I said, I get up 4 in the morning. But anyway, once the Civil War was won, the Southerners took control through politics where they launched their battle. They couldn't beat the North physically, okay? Especially when blacks was in the war, especially when blacks was running around with guns, fighting against them. You know they wasn't going to win, you know? We are some of the most fierce fighters on the planet, you know, and they know that, you know? Therefore, they've been fighting us for a long time, you know? So once the Southerners went into politics, like I said, and due to Abraham Lincoln and what he was trying to do, we had a nice foothold going into politics. But then they passed the Black Coal Law, kicked all the black people out of politics. We had the Freedmen's Bureau. We were still trying to set up our own bank. We were going to be separate but equal. You know, this is what Abraham Lincoln on his mind. They knew if they give these Negroes power, and that kind of power, that kind of leverage, we'll do what we did in Rosewood. We'll be so self-sufficient that we don't need them. And that's a problem because they want us to need them. Although we don't, you know, we've been running the whole planet for thousands of years, you know, so we don't really don't need the Europeans to do nothing. In fact, their black gold is black folk. 90% of all the inventions that pushed this country forward came out of the, came out of our community, okay, the black community, all right? So that's where the war was fought. So the politics is designed so that there's no blood spill. Although you watch some of these little spy movies, they be knocking each other off. They be sending assassins to hit men all out there. That's why I watch some of these Chinese movies, like the rise of certain individuals in China, you know, in the old China. And all the stuff that's going on back then is going on right now, just on a different level, different scale, you know. Even the war strategies and how they fight, still everything that went on back then is going on right now, you know. But you have to learn. Now, the question that I asked was, why do you have the right to vote? Because according to the Constitution, right, this country, right, is state. And when you set up, which this country is a trust. And when you set up a trust, this is what I'm trying to get the members of our society into now. When you set up a trust, there's an indenture agreement made, all right? Based on the indenture agreement, that ties you into documents and a behavior that you're supposed to follow, right? It was called the Constitution. That's the indenture agreement. That's why they all have to swear to uphold the Constitution when they take office. They are, everybody born in the United States is a trustee. You know, when they first set it up, a lot of us wasn't actually born in the United States. We weren't born in the country, the territory that they had taken over. We weren't born here. So we weren't actually citizens. We had to become citizens. But all of our children were born here. So all of our children going back from 1700s to now, right, are citizens of this country, which means that we are trustees of the country. As a trustee of the country, right, you're supposed to be governing, managing the country. So you have the right to put people in office to help manage the country. That's what your mayors and your congressmen and your senators and aldermen and all these people are. They're what you call trust managers, okay? They're managing the country, and this is what they're supposed to do, you know? Like I said, if you have a comment or statement, just press 1 on your dial. Let me know you have a comment. I'll bring you in right away because I don't know what point that you want to jump in on. We don't mention your name unless you want us to. We just call you out by the last 4 digits of your phone number, okay? Now, we have 4,600. You have a comment or statement. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Well, you know, if a group of people has an agenda or a like thought, a plan, and they feel a need that at the political level, a person that's in office can listen to and help carry the things necessary for their agenda and plan to be successful, well, yes, they should run somebody and send them to the state house.
They should run what?
And they should run a candidate and send them to their local government or to their state house, local county or state house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it should work. But it don't work that way because now what you have, and it's been going on for some long time, like in St. Louis, St. Louis has been Democrat since 1949.
Mm-hmm.
And when you drive around and look at it, this, that, and the other in the city, it looks like it.
Okay.
Another thing, I think that people should also run for your school board because
right.
It's in those schools where this indoctrination goes down that's used to shape the minds of people when they become of age and can try to perform their civic duties, which include voting.
I agree with you 100%. And the biggest problem is that we don't know, most of us don't know, that we're supposed to be running the country. And we're supposed to be involved.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're supposed to be involved with the political arena to push the country in the right direction. And the distractions that they put out there for us is so powerful. I'm on baseball, basketball, football, hockey, whatever it is. All those are just distractions to keep us from really getting into what's going on, you know? And
the people should run the country through the states. These states are individual countries.
Right.
And they have state legislatures.
Right.
And it's these state legislatures where the commands come from. See, the country, the Constitution, with the inclusion of the Bill of Rights that was included by the Anti-Federalists, gives the power from the bottom up, not the top down.
Right.
And it's the people that's supposed to make these things happen, just like in these elections in 2020. Those states, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, It was the people of those states that were supposed to make their legislatures straighten out the mess at hand. Not the courts. Mm-hmm. It's the people giving instructions to their legislatures. Say, hey, look, it looks like something's wrong here. Let's see what's going on and straighten this out.
Well, I think the biggest problem, you know, that I'm having is that most people don't understand trust and trust law. And they don't understand what it means to be a trustee of something like the government. And behind them not understanding trust and trust law, they don't know how to maneuver within the system to get what they want. As a people, as black folk here in this country, we're supposed to have what Abraham Lincoln tried to set up for, the free man's bureau and the bank. We're supposed to have independent capital that we're supposed to be using as a group. That's why I talk about the Bible a lot on Sunday, because that's what Moses ended up with. When the Levites, he was a Levite, and they gave all the people all the other tribes had to bring 10% of their money to the Levites. That set up a centralized banking system. That's where they got it from. That's where they get everything from. Everything is in that book as a code, you know? And this is my problem now. We talk about reparations, and the first thing they say, well, who's going to handle the money? Who's going to control the money, you know? And that's a problem, you know? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, reparations is a complicated issue. And the things that people are asking for reparations today, they don't have no, it's not grounded. I hear these stories going on. You know, actually, the country was really set up through the apportionment where each state was supposed to pay based on their population toward the national debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was meant to be. It wasn't no income tax. If you got 10 states and you got $100,000 debt, then each state was supposed to pay $10,000. And the members of those states was to come up with their portion of the $10,000. But now it's done got completely out of control.
Well,
the way it is.
They set the taxes up as an experiment. That's what they said at first. And they're only supposed to do it for 1 or 2 years. But once they started taxing people's money, you know, once they started getting that money, they're trying to stop. This is how they roll, you know. And once again, the people just don't really understand how everything works and what's going on, you know. And
Yeah, the country would lay duties and tariffs on imported goods. This is how they made money. It was no personal income tax until 1913.
Mm-hmm.
Now they had, and even on the importation of people, what you would call slaves, that was a $10 head tax on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was basically to run the customs offices. But the things I hear people asking, actually, people, blacks got reparation. They just don't use it. Take advantage of the opportunity that's out there. They out there. Now, there are some cases that I can identify where it could be argued, and especially in businesses. Are you a business person? You own
yes,
a company?
Yes.
And you withholding taxes from your employees, right?
That's correct.
All right. Now, let's take it like this. Depending on how much those withholding taxes is, you're supposed to turn them in, deposit them either the next day, the following week, or in 30 days.
Mine's
okay. All right. Well, yours is not that big. Now, I'm talking about withholding taxes where you take out federal withholding taxes from your employees, you know, Medicare taxes and stuff like that, and you have to deposit them in the bank.
Yeah.
So that they go to the IRS. Now, if you are working for a general contractor or a company, and that company don't pay you, well, your payroll has to continue on. And if the company don't pay you, you may just use those withheld taxes toward your payroll. It's not you use them, but you may use them toward your payroll. Well, now, the reason why come that company is not paying you may be because of some racist reason. But the IRS don't look at it like that, because you are holding what they call the trust, withholding trust funds.
That's right.
And if you don't handle those right, they will come after you personally. Now, if you working for a company or that's not paying you on time, or may decide not to pay you at all, well, where are you going to get the money to pay those taxes? Or your employees? It's not that you use the money. The money went toward the employees. Now, when they come after you and try to take that out of your own personal wealth and asset, under those circumstances, I think that that there is wrong. And I think that a business that falls in that category and find themselves in that situation should be exempt from any personal levies on their own capital or assets.
Well, they have corporations that are set up like that. A lot of small corporations are set up like that. Big corporations are set up like that too, whereas you can't come after their personal assets. You can come out whatever company.
But they can under their trust fund, they can go after your personal assets. I'm talking about the withholding. I'm not talking about no trust like in an asset or a trust fund. I'm talking about a trust, reconciliation trust. I'm not talking about those. It's the trust fund. When you withhold those employee taxes, you supposed to turn those taxes in the penny. That's the one I'm talking about. And if you don't, they will come after your personal assets. Even though you didn't deposit a dime in your own personal account, they still want to come after you.
You're actually two people, you know. There's the name escapes me, but you have an account with the treasurer that most of us don't know about. And a lot of times that's how the real estate makes so much money, because they're getting paid twice. Once you sign the agreement, they get the money from the trust. They get the money from the treasury, because you have a straw man account with the treasury. And they get paid right away from the treasury, and then they solicit you to get the money from you, and you pay them X amount of money every month. But you're paying them to manage the account. Well, you're not paying for the house.
Well,
pay for it.
If you can show somebody else was managing that money. See, if when an employee get paid, if you work for $10 an hour and you work 40 hours, that's $400 a week gross. Your net pay may be $300. And the difference between your gross and your net is basically taxes, withholding taxes.
Right.
That go to the federal government, go to the U.S. Treasury through the IRS. Those are the funds that, being that you get your EIN number,
right,
then you have taken on the responsibility where the IRS trusts you to do the right thing, and that is turn in that $100 when time comes for it to be turned in.
You're right. You're supposed to have a separate account set up for that money.
Yeah, however you want to do it. So
yeah,
I'm saying this, that if you're working for somebody who you have to pay you for the labor and the performance that you've done, the service that you provide. And if they don't pay you, and it's because of racist reasons, then that there is what I would call a claim for reprisal or reparations, where you do not have to be burdened with that personally.
Okay, your phone just cut out for a minute.
Yeah,
but
what I was saying, you don't have to be burdened with that personally.
Right, you can. There's documents that you can file to offset what's going on. You know what I mean? I'm not familiar with the documents that you do file. But there are documents.
Well, no, they'll come after you. They don't, you know, them IRS, they don't give a damn. First thing they do, they go into the bank and tie up their business bank account and take that money out. They'll take the money out.
Did you see that movie with Denzel Washington called The Pursuit of Happiness?
No, I didn't pay attention.
He had old IRS money. And he was running around trying to make money to feed his family and all that. And they just garnished his account. Just took all his money right out of his account, IRS. So they just took
That's personal. That's personal. That ain't if you owe them back income taxes, if you get over $10,000, then they'll start actively pursuing it. And you can come up with a payment agreement. They give you a chance to show where you don't owe it, and if you do owe it, you can come up with a payment agreement. Then they leave
what
your.
What I'm saying in the movie, right, which this has been done on occasion, they just went in and took what he owed them.
They can do that.
Yeah, they can do that. That's what I'm saying. I think that if you're on the line, because see, people need to understand more about how the system works, you know, just like when they were talking about the three-fifths of, they used to call it three-fifths of human beings, I forget which amendment that was in the Constitution, but that goes back to what you're talking about with property tax. You can only declare three-fifths of your property, and at the time, you were considered property. So they can only declare, like when you do the census and stuff, they can only declare three-fifths of the slaves that they had as property. Because they can get money back from the government. The whole thing
they did that. If you had five slaves, that wouldn't be five votes.
Right.
That would be two votes, three votes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they were. That's how they were. That was based on apportionment for congressional representation. What the South could have done was had more Congress people than the North, thereby having leverage over them. But you know what? The same thing is going on today.
Right now.
With Biden taking these illegals and they shipping them around the country, putting them in cities.
That's right.
And they're probably putting them in cities that's about to lose Democratic control.
Well, it's the same thing
because
they did
those,
when they first got here. But right now, I have to pause for a minute. I have to run a little quick commercial. I have people that be on the air and that be trying to get the message out to people, you know. And we have to get something back. So I do the commercial free. Like if you have a business or something, you can give me your information. I'll include you in the commercial. So when I have it, I'll run your business, stuff like that. And there's no charge. We make our money from CDs, records, books, stuff like that. You know, this is Elohim Bob Job, Constellation Stars, Radio 350. Elohim Speaks every day from 8 to 9. Call the number at 516-453-9230. Press 1 on your dial if you want to give us a shout out, if you have a comment, and we'll open up the mic and give you a chance to speak. We won't use your, we won't call your name unless you want us to. We try to give you some kind of anonymity. We just use the 4 digits of the phone number, okay? On Monday, we're talking about health. Tuesday is history. Wednesday is politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health. And, Monday is society's news. That's what we do on Monday. Compare with everything 5 Tribe, Society of Love, try to remember that and go to my website. Just, Thursday is politics, and Friday is health. And Saturday, we talk about Black history. Sunday, we deal with the Bible 2.0, okay? We release the gospel CD called 911, Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. And the link is CD Baby, /CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number case. Check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just check out Elohim Christ Pinterest, Jesus Coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of one of the gods he's in. So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that you're dumping. One of those children just might be the one to get us out of this mess. We need those babies. And remember, it takes two to make them. It takes two to take care of them. So you better step up and hang in with the sisters about to take care of those children. And I'd love to get to check out my book, The Wild Scriptures, on part 2, flyers.com. For more information on the CD or book, call PCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. I'm also in the gold business, buying and selling gold. If you want to know more about that, just give us a call at 215-758-1703, okay? we'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his books, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces, because we had global empires, and he has proof and documentation of the sports arenas and everything else that we built that they're uncovering now but not letting us know about. This is Horace Butler, When Rocks Cry Out. I like to give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation. Now, we're going to be hosting that on Saturday. Our brother Mac will be there. He may transition this week. So I'll be doing Legacy of the Nation from 8 to 9 on Saturday. We're talking about Black history. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra11. Those of you who know Brother Will I Am, that's his sister. And she has a pretty good spoken word, so go and check her out. I'd like to give a shout out to Nikki Love. She's a spiritual reader and a rising. She's pretty good. Her calling number is 909-749-8626. So give her a call and find out a little bit more about your spiritual future, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNACL, 1918, 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For information, contact President Mark P. The UNA at 267-822-2320. And if for those of you who are not familiar with the UNA, the United Negro Improvement Association, an organization that was started by Marcus Garvey, and they're still out there right now, rumbling as hard as they can. Okay? And I'd like to give a shout out to RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. And he's also offering land in Africa for the interest in land and the motherland. Just give my brother a call. And he'll hook you up, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Take More Electronics. The calling number is 215-909-3352. That's from 9 to 5, okay? Now, we have I would also like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. You can give him a call at Thomas TEE. And for more information, just call 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout out to Philatop Learning Academy. She's back from the COVID hookup, and she's working. Her school is back open now. She's life certified. She's a registered nurse who has is currently in medical school and soon be a doctor. Taylor Peck has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-628-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our email address is taylorpecklearningacademy@gmail.com. We'd also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers. We have Dr. Paul at 215-577-9-7355. And we have Dr. Bill at 631-561-684. Okay. Today we're discussing politics. We have somebody on the line that seems to be pretty knowledgeable about politics, which is good. I don't know if they're still there or not. No, I don't see their number. But we're going to continue, dealing with politics and the questions that we have reference to politics. And we went through some of the questions as we were talking along. You know, should we get involved with politics? Should we give our money? You know, and another question is politics a pay-to-play game? You know, well, we think it is. Politics is a pay-to-play game, and you get what you pay for. If you're going to get involved in politics, if you're going to run for office, you know, one of the questions that we have is, where do you get the money from when you run from office? You know, the money comes from the people. It's the people's government. So the people have to pay for what they want. You know, sometimes you don't have to put up $10, $15, whatever, to support your candidate. But you do need to support your candidate because they have their little, most of them are rich out there, and they ain't trying to spend that money, you know, because they would be broke. And if they get in there and lost the election and they spend all their money, they wouldn't be able to keep up with the lifestyle that they have. And so it wouldn't be worth for them to get into politics. This is why we put up all those $10 to $15, you know, when these guys be coming up. If you have 1 million people putting up $10 a week, that's $10 million a week. You see what I'm saying? And most politicians can't put up with $10 million a week to run for office. They don't have it like that, you know? So we have to really come out and support their effort to do what they have to do, you know? Now, so don't be ashamed to put up a few dollars to get these guys in the office, because they're literally going to be working for you. They're going to be representing your interests, and you have to get them in office. And like I say, it's pay to play. It's not supposed to be like that, but that's what it is, you know? Now, they gave everybody a certain amount of dollars to run for office, and they couldn't spend no more than that. Then a lot of the politicians run over there to put up their money to get in there, you know. But that's just not how it works. You got these billionaires out there, and they got money to throw around, you know. So it costs that much money for airtime and all that stuff when you're running for office, you know. And if you're just now getting into politics, I suggest start small. You got all the men, you know, they go to the block captain and hook up with the police department and see what's going on, you know what I mean? Become a community organizer and, you know, try to organize things in the community to keep people, get more people involved in politics. You know, that's something that you can do. Now, if you don't want to run for politics, see what I'm saying? You can get into the community to help out, you know, to make some of the meetings that they have in the community about what's going on in the community, what the developers are doing, who's buying what property and all that stuff, you know. And in the area that I'm in right now, I mean, they got buildings going up all over the place. But they're spending a lot of money in this area, you know what I mean, and the area is beginning to change a little bit demographic-wise. You have to pay for what you're getting. And so don't be afraid to put up that little $15 or $20 that you know, that you have for policy. You know what I mean? So that's what's going on. The next question that we have is, what does politics have to do with peace? You know what I'm saying? Well, you run around throwing that word around, peace, 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 everybody, peace. You know what I mean? But what you've actually done, when you say peace to somebody, you've actually just declared war on them. Wait a minute, brother. What are you talking about? When you say peace to somebody, you literally just declared war on them. Well, how is that possible? You know, remember when they signed a peace treaty in World War I, when they signed a peace treaty with the Indians, okay? Peace is a war of attrition. Whoever builds up their military faster and stronger, they come and think they're going to break the peace treaty and come and get what you have. So that's what the arms race is all about. Okay? When they say, when America made peace with Russia, they went, or the Soviet Union at the time, they went on an arms buildup, both of them. And the arms race began because whoever got the best armament, they would come and take the other guy's stuff. And they know what peace means. You see what I'm saying? That's why in the Second World War with Hitler, they... in the Second World War with Hitler, they, well, after the First World War, they made a deal that Hitler could not, or the Germany, cannot build up their Navy, cannot build up their Air Force, none of that stuff. They know that the peace treaty was a declaration of war, not to fight, but a war of attrition. So they made sure that the that they could win the war of attrition by limiting what the Germans could make. You follow what I'm saying? But when Hitler came to office, he said, oh, no, we ain't going for this. He broke the peace treaty by arming. And he was arming and building up his military so fast that they really, they're just coming off a global, I mean, not a global war, they're just coming off World War One. So many people died, about 14 million, I think 14, 15 million people died in World War One. They really didn't want to get into that bloodbath again. But here we go. You know what I mean? They decided that he wanted to build up his armament, and he built up so fast and so quick that when he got to a certain point, he said, hey, let's start taking our territory back. You know what I mean? Moving to the Rhineland, the Allies didn't say anything. You know, they're still trying to hold this guy off so they don't have to go through the bloodbath again, but they couldn't hold him off because he was coming under the dog-eat-dog culture. That's where Hitler was functioning from. Not from a reworking so-called. You know what I'm saying? In a dog-eat-dog culture, you can do what you want as long as you can prevent the enemy from coming back at you. I mean, that's how the dog-eat-dog culture works. You know, evidence of that is when they came here to this land, right? And they came here under the dog-eat-dog culture, right? And they took the land, set up the boundaries and built the military up so that the people who actually own the land couldn't come back and get it. You know what I'm saying? Mexico couldn't come back and get Texas. Mexico couldn't come back and get California because they didn't have the military might to overthrow the thieves that took it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing, talking about peace. When they made peace with the Indians, as soon as they started importing white folks from all over the planet, everywhere. They're bringing white folks in from everywhere. That's why they're worrying about this immigration thing that's coming in. There's not white folks coming in here. Because the white folks are happy where they're at. They ain't trying to come here. Most of the people come here are black folks because they're in their countries disturbing the political arena, and they're stealing their land, doing what they have to do. I mean, look what they're doing in Africa. I mean, holy crap. This is why they're coming here, Jamaicans, and what they're doing in Haiti, you know? That's why a lot of people hated the Clintons, because of what they're doing in Haiti. This is why they're coming here. They're coming here because we're over there messing up their territory, messing up their land. So, yeah, so here they come. But they know that once they get here and become citizens, they're not European. Most of them are not going to be voting like Europeans. That's all I'm saying, especially when you get people running like Trump, you know what I mean, who really don't care about black folk at all. When you get somebody running like Trump and then you got the KKK who's backing him, you know, because some white folks was raised. You got black folks raised this way too. I don't want to go to one tribe. I don't want to link all of one tribe together. You know what I mean? But you have some black people, white folks, who were raised to think that they're supposed to be ruler over you. They're supposed to be your master. Follow what I'm saying? If you watch some of the old Chinese movies, you know, like Quinn Empire or The General and I, or some of the movies that they got out there right now, the kings and queens, they think that it's their birthright to be dominant over you, to be your master. This is how they are raised. They're raised up with that mindset. You know what I mean? And they're supposed to be your master. And if you don't want nobody to take over your slave, which is your body, you don't want to take over your slave, making them do what they want to do for their profit rather than for your own personal profit, then you have to step up. you have to step up and do what you have to do. So I don't know who that was on the line, but he seems to be knowledgeable about politics. So maybe next week when we have politics, he'll call him again. And we can get more into what's going on in the political arena. Follow what I'm saying? But we got about 4 minutes left. So we're going to, like I said, I want to thank everybody that was on the line. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. And there's a lot going on that we need to know, a lot going on that we need to study and learn about. And that's what this show is all about. We're trying to bring you into some of the knowledge that you need to have, especially about politics, because politics is the art of compromise, you know? And boy, we need to learn how to compromise. We got so much killing and shooting out there in the black neighborhood. They're shooting and killing in the white neighborhoods too, but they're just not putting it on the news. As far as the news is concerned, over the last 2 years, white folks have almost committed no crime. Now, you know that's not reality. You know they out there just committing as much crime as we are, doing everything that, you know, but they're just not reporting it, you know? They might report something every now and then that a girl got murdered and they found her, you know. But they're committing as much craziness out there in the white communities and all the communities, just as much in the black community. But they're targeting the black communities with the information as if we're the worst things on the planet. But that's not what's going on. And all these our children out there shooting and killing each other, you got to ask yourself, where are they getting these weapons from? They're not manufacturing them. They're not making them. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's making sure that these weapons is coming into the neighborhood, you know? Somebody's making sure that these children are getting these weapons. And if you're into the politics, then you need to be out there trying to find out what's going on, you know, so you can point the local law enforcement into the right direction. Now, you're not snitching if you're saving children's lives out there. You're protecting your children. You know, remember, how if you remember our situation coming out of Africa, the whole village raised the child. So every child out there is your child. Every child out there is a part of who you are and what you are, you know, and you have to get more into that, okay? So that's where we're at right now, all right? So we only got a couple minutes left. Like I said, everybody's on the line. I want to thank you so much for being on the line. I appreciate it. And hopefully we can get more back into it tomorrow. We'll be on it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. So tomorrow we're talking about economics. We're going to be talking about that money tomorrow. So, you know, if you need that money, check in. I walk the path of divine energy today. Do not go astray. And I eagerly await all my actions to return to me this day. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay? This is your brother. This is your brother, Elohim, signing off. I made it today. So just check in. You know, I'm not going to be texting everybody every day, you know, but it's my intention to be here every day. So at 8 o'clock, just check in. Check in on your brother, see if I'm on the air, and that way you can support what I'm doing and what's going on, okay? And in the meantime, get involved in the political arena. We need you out there. We need you out there in politics, okay? Because it's very important that you be involved in politics, that you know what's going on, you know what's going on in the community, and it's not going to hurt for you guys to go in and check in and listen with the police department. Go by, talk to them, let them know who you are. You follow what I'm saying? You'd be surprised at the difference that it makes. You know what I'm saying? Some people say, yeah, they'd be more quicker to beat your butt. But no, that's not true. You know, the entire police force is not out to destroy you, but you got some wicked-minded people on there, both black and white. I've talked with some black cops, and I sure wouldn't want them handling my children, you know what I mean, with the mindset that they have. So you got to be careful. Right now, remember, love is the act to make all so good. We'll check that tomorrow. Much love.